Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Wonderful week, and Angela will be here momentarily. We know that you all have missed her the last 2 weeks, and as I had mentioned, she had done a home inspection, was with a customer doing a home inspection, and we're going to ask her why it's so important that a realtor go with our sellers, or our buyers, I should say, during the home inspection when she gets here. And here she is walking in the door, taking off her mask and getting ready to say good morning as she normally does. So, Angela, put your headset on and get yourself seated. And you got stuck by a train again, didn't you?
Why do they keep coming by my house? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, about a mile away, but anyway, welcome.
They're
back
on the way here, that's for sure.
We have missed you. I have missed you.
Hey, it feels great to be back. I'm super excited to be here.
Yes. Well, Christine did a great job last week for you and Rob the week before that. Neither Susan nor Rob have been here the last couple of weeks. But Christine, we did some really interesting thing that we've never done before with Christine, and talk about how you can use a mortgage to increase the probability in these times of multiple offers to get an offer accepted with the type of mortgage and the way that Christine does mortgages to get your offer approved. But anyway, before
she
you
is
got
a great
in,
resource to people, absolutely, and very helpful in getting an offer accepted, you bet.
Yes. So before you got into the studio, we talked a little bit about, I was going to tell people that you were going to talk about why it's so important, first of all, to do a home inspection, and we've talked about that on the show before,
yeah,
but why we as realtors attend them. So why don't you tell everybody about that?
Well, first of all, it is the right thing to do. Let's start there. A buyer and a home inspector should not show up to a home that belongs to somebody else without a third-party realtor being there to oversee, make sure everything's fine, make sure they have access into the home. Obviously, a buyer doesn't have access. Some home inspectors do have access. And I know that it's considered somewhat acceptable in our profession if the home is unoccupied, like totally vacant, and to allow a home inspector to go there by himself. But frankly, we don't even choose to do that. We like to be at the home inspection. We want to talk to the home inspector. We want to hear what they have to say. We want to understand the problem, because if you're not there in attendance, you can't possibly know what they saw. But if you're there and when they report out at the end of their inspection time, they're so great about, you know, answering any questions that might come up based upon what they're telling us, as well as they can actually physically walk us to the problem, point it out, describe what's wrong about it and how it should actually be. And many times they even offer a suggestion of what they think it would cost to cure the problem. So all of those things are very helpful. So whether a buyer misses a home inspection or a realtor does, there's a lot missed. And so I never, never advise that. And
sometimes the buyer is out of town, too. So if we're there,
we do a FaceTime.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, the important thing that I was going to mention is that the inspection, you know, there are pictures. But a picture is just a small thing that's 3 inches by 3 inches. But if we're there to see it, we can really then explain it better, particularly when the buyer is out of town. We can say, we were there, we saw it. This is really the part of the house that it's at. You know, it may be something under the sink. And we can really say, okay, this is really what the situation is. It may, in the description, seem like it's a big deal. It's really nothing. So I don't mean
or
nothing,
the opposite.
Nothing, or that it really is something.
It might seem like it's not that big a deal, but I saw it, and it's really a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it could go either way, right?
It can, and that's why we're there to.
The other reason that I think it's important for a realtor to be on the premises is that they're an extra set of eyes. So, you know, no offense to home inspectors because I love them, but sometimes they're busy or they're waiting. You know, they've booked their day really full or they're busy. You know what I mean? They're going fast. Maybe they don't see something that we see. And then we say, hey, this is something that looks like a concern to me. What do you think? And then they'll, you know, you just have the point to, you're able to point it out is what I'm saying. But if you're not there, you would miss that opportunity.
Absolutely.
So, you know,
so
I like to say everybody is just a guy. So whether he's a home inspector or an appraiser or a realtor, you know, we're just people. And sometimes we're busy or our mind's on something else or we do whatever. So it takes a village. I like to think of that that way. It takes all of us working together to get the, you know, excellent, excellent results that we want to have as we go through a buying and inspection process.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Absolutely. All right. Well, we're glad you're back. I'm glad you're back.
I'm so glad to be back. I cannot tell you. I did enjoy my two home inspections, but I'm really glad to be back.
Well, good. Hey, we usually start the show, of course, with something that's so not related to real estate, about what is special about today. It's National Italian Beef Day.
Now, Italian
we're
beef?
Not, now, we're
sausage?
Not talking about Italian gentlemen, for all you ladies out there.
Oh,
we're
my
talking
goodness.
About,
this is a Christian station.
Well, that's
keep it clean, man.
Do you like Italian beef? I'm not sure what Italian beef is. You're talking about salami? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, it's National
Italian Beef
Day.
I don't know for sure, and I should know because I'm Italian.
Tom, are you Italian? Do you know what Italian beef is? He's shaking his head no. All right. It's also National Solitaire Day. I like to play solitaire.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
I like to play with others.
And for you Navy people or people that are merchant marines, it's National Maritime Day.
Ah, I love it.
Okay. And are you musically inclined?
Yes.
You used to play the piano.
It's I can still play. I just don't have time.
Okay. It's yeah. National Buy a Musical Instrument Day.
Okay.
How about that? And are you a fiddler?
What does that mean?
A fiddler is a violin fiddle.
Oh, no.
Well, it's World Fiddle Day.
Aw, my daughter plays. I'll
okay.
let her know.
And it's, now I know you're not one of these. Maybe Tom is one in disguise.
What?
It's a World Goth Day.
Goth?
Goth. Tom,
no.
I don't think you're one of those.
Tom's not goth.
Tom doesn't know what goth means. Somebody dresses up in black.
Yeah.
Tom's going to get his microphone and say, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, my gosh. Did I say that on
you
the radio?
You need to be edited today.
What the heck is goth? All right. Now, it's one thing that I kind of relate to this because back in middle school, I did a lot of reading of this particular author. So let's see, Angela, if you know who this author is. It's Sherlock Holmes Day. Who is the author?
I don't know.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. And it's
did you know that?
I did, because I said I have the book, or had the book. And,
well,
it's
just because I read the book
Holmes
doesn't remember
Day.
I remember the author.
It's because it was his birthday today.
Oh.
Born in 1859.
How about that?
And National Vanilla Pudding Day.
Sounds boring.
You put the vanilla wafers in there?
Everything's vanilla is boring.
Okay. And finally, Canadian Immigrants Day for those who came to the USA from Canada and became citizens.
How about that?
Yeah. All right. One more thing that's special about today, which is not a day like the other things are, but it's going to be a total lunar eclipse today.
It is?
Yeah, there's going to be three of them this year, or four of them this year. But anyway, that's what it is.
Cool.
Today.
Okay.
Cool. How about that? All right. When we come back, we got lots of things to talk about, including a contest. How many times has the U.S. housing market sold over $2 trillion of real estate since the year 2000? How many times?
Does that mean, like, how many different years?
How many different years?
Okay, how many different years since 2000 have they gone over $2 trillion in volume?
Yes, and we're not done with this year, so this year doesn't count.
So not the number of houses, but the dollars.
Yes, how many different years has it sold over $2 trillion?
Okay, got the question.
Okay, so it can't be more than 20, of course, because we haven't had over 20 years. So stay with us, everyone. We will be right back. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do. Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement-only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 happy Saturday.
And it's a beautiful Saturday as well.
Hey, I have missed saying that. Well, we've missed hearing it. Because I haven't been here.
You know what I missed, too? The last 2 weeks, Phil hasn't called.
Oh, boy.
He wasn't feeling very well. And, you know, this is the this is the month of his birthday. So I want to give a birthday month happy birthday to Phil. Hope he's feeling better.
Yes.
Hope he calls in today. What's the number to call in, Angela?
To talk to me, you have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255. So 904-222-8255. Call in, ask questions. If you don't, we're just going to sit here and talk for the whole hour. So you might as well call in and let us answer any question you have that has to do with real estate.
Okay. So here's the contest again. How many times has the U.S. housing market sold over $2 trillion of real estate since the year 2000? So there have been 21 years since the year 2000. How many times has it hit over?
Can people just Google
trillion.
That? Is it like pretty easy you to know, find, or did you?
I asked Siri that.
Yeah,
and they didn't have a clue. Siri didn't have a clue.
Oh man, Siri knows everything.
Well, she didn't know that.
Oh my. Okay.
Oh my. So it's less. It's no more than 21. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So call us at 222-8255. Angela, what happened in real estate here in Northeast Florida this past week?
Well, Howard, this past week for homes and condominiums, here's what happened. 992 offers got accepted. That number is up 7% from the previous week. And 502 new homes came on the market. Now, that number is actually down 7%.
But that's still, it's not enough. We need to get more homes on the market.
We need more houses. Yes. So if you're thinking about selling, call us and let us help you get your home on the market.
You know why it's not enough? Because, you know, every house that comes on the market, there's multiple offers. If we had three times as many houses come on the market,
we wouldn't have to be in that situation.
Right, which means that so many people wouldn't be disappointed, because when you get 10, 15 offers, that means that so many people are disappointed that they don't get a house.
The interesting thing that I've heard recently is people saying that they're going to wait until this craziness of the market stops. And I say, will you be able to afford a home when it stops? These are real numbers and real increases. This is not like an artificial increase of numbers and then it's going to drop. I'm not an economist, but that's what they are saying. This is what we're reading. So don't think if you can't afford it today that you'll be able to afford it in the future. You won't. It's going to keep going up for now.
Yeah, I told people last week, you weren't here, that a house in Denver, and Denver's worse than us. Lots of places around the country are worse than us. A house in Denver got put on the market, and in the first 3 days, 200 showings.
Wow.
58 offers. 57 of them are above the asking price. Crazy.
That's incredible,
nuts.
Isn't
just
it?
Nuts.
And, you know, it is certainly happening everywhere, because I think people, you know, it used to just be, oh, people don't want to put their house on the market because of COVID. Right. So now people are getting a little bit more COVID relaxed. I don't feel like that's the reason anymore. Now I think it's the craziness of the, you know, the bidding process and all that, that people don't want to compete in that and don't know how to compete in that.
Yeah. So you said this week 502 came on the market. How many of them are already under contract?
339 of the 502. They're already under contract. That's 67% of what came on the market this week is already under contract. So that's just an indicator of what is happening in our marketplace. Even of that 502, almost 20%, 97 of them went under contract on the first day. Think yeah. about that. That's crazy.
And the numbers that I get, by the way, some of them came on the market yesterday.
Yeah.
So some of those are going to like sell today. So
sure.
So the number
sure.
really would increase. So,
yes.
Wow.
730 of you actually closed on a home, and we say congratulations.
Yes. Yeah. Wonderful.
So that number was down 4%.
Yeah. So we applaud all those people that get to move into their house on
and look
a
at this
beautiful
great weather.
Weekend.
Yes. Yeah, we do it next weekend, it'll be in the high 90s, but this weekend is still good.
And next Low weekend 90s. Is Labor Day.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
That's always a great time for people to move into their home, is Labor Day weekend.
Are interest rates still good? Can people buy a house now that they couldn't a year ago?
Well, the 30-year rate rose 0.6 of a point to 3%. And during this same time last year, the rates were at 3.24%.
So better than last year.
Better than last year. The 15-year rate rose 0.3 of a percent to 2.29%. And this time last year, the rate was 2.7%, so that's better than last year. The FHA 30-year rate is around 2.69%, and as always, we'll listen to the Van Wees after our show and see what they have to say about the market and the interest rates.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I read is that it ticked up this week for the first time in a month.
How about that?
Yeah, but you know, ticked. I mean, it's not. It didn't rise.
Yes.
You know, it was just a little bit.
By the way, there's still the adjustable rate mortgages, the 5-year arm, which means that at the end of 5 years, it can adjust higher. But for the first 5 years, it stays the same.
Why do we want that?
Well, because you may only stay in your house for 5 years if you know that you're going to be transferred. And some people do know that they're going to be transferred. Some,
but are they competitive?
They're actually lower than the 15-year rate.
Are they really?
Yeah, they're less than 2.75%. So,
well, that's interesting.
How about that?
I don't know. I just got offered a 2.2% on a 15-year.
A 2.2%?
Yeah.
That was on a car loan.
No, on a house.
On
15-year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you know... That every spring is hot, right? It's going to be hot this week.
Hot, yes.
But tomorrow is the hottest. Now, I'm not talking about weather.
Right.
I'm talking about real estate. There was an analysis done, and we talked about this last year, but it's updated. There was an analysis done of 40 million home sales over the last 10 years, and it showed that the month of May had the highest percentage of sales above market value. In fact, if your home was on the market, May 23rd, that's tomorrow, is actually the number one sales day over over the last 10 years, where the price gets sold over the market value. So, got a question for all you listeners out there.
I don't know, Howard. I feel like this whole year has been over.
So, I got a question for all you listeners out there. Do you feel lucky? That's a famous line, except they add a word afterwards. Do you feel lucky, punk?
Not see, Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, that's right, as Dirty Harry, where the person is on the ground. There's a gun sitting next to him.
What are you doing? You're just diverging today.
Trivia.
Wait, can I say this? I think you might qualify as a font of useless knowledge. Oh.
Oh, it brings back memories for some of our listeners.
Of course it does. Everybody's seen that movie.
Well, not everybody. Some of our younger listeners don't know what they don't even know who Clint Eastwood was.
Oh, come on.
He's still around.
It's a legend.
Yes. The mayor of one of Malibu. Maybe he's not mayor anymore. Anyway, hey, Angela.
What?
What type of brokers do most homeowners deal with over the course of their lives?
Well, you've got stockbrokers, real estate brokers, mortgage brokers, investment brokers, perhaps. Wait a minute. When you were going to college, didn't you even have a part-time job working for a pawnbroker?
I did. Did you know that the wealthy have their own set of brokers to get what they want?
Well, sure. You mean like fine art brokers and rare book brokers?
Yep. But there's a new kind.
What?
Well, maybe they've been around, but
new to you?
So, well, there's a new one to me that I heard about, and some of you are going to be so surprised. They even have trophy tree brokers.
I don't know what that is.
You want a special tree? You want to impress your neighbors? Well, they will find it, even if it's on private land. They go and offer to purchase it from the seller, and then they carefully dig it up and transport it. And then transplant it to your home. The buyer can pay up to $250,000 for some of these rare varieties. Some of them are even transported from Europe. The buyer may pay to have them shipped thousands of miles and then planted right where you want them. And many of these trees take tractor trailers to move them. Think about the size of the annual Christmas tree next to the ice skating rink in Rockefeller Center in New York.
Okay, I have never heard of this. I hope that someone who has used one will call in and tell us what their experience was like and how they went about finding a trophy tree broker. But I love, one of the things I love, Howard, is, you know, when you go, say, travel to Europe, which we've done, and you see things that are, you know, native to them, but we've never seen before. It is kind of like it brings out the curiosity in one. So I can see wanting to bring that. You know, when you see something spectacular and you want to bring it to the United States, I get it. But I bet there's all sorts of guidelines about that.
Well, there is to transport it from overseas, but there are some really spectacular trees that are very, very difficult to find, particularly the large ones. And if you're wealthy and you're, you know, building a multi-million dollar estate, you want big trees.
Yeah.
And they're hard to get. They're hard to find. They're very expensive. So you go and find a trophy tree broker.
Was that what we were watching on the news this morning? I only caught the tail end.
No, that was something totally different. Hey, you're here with Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Still waiting for someone to call in with a guest to the contest. How many times has the U.S. housing market sold over $2 trillion in real estate since the year 2000? Call in with your guest, 222-8255, and we will be right back.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Foreign aid is reaching the Gaza Strip amid an ongoing ceasefire now between Israel and the Hamas terrorist group, which has stopped launching its rockets at Israeli civilians for the time being. However, in the crossfire, some 200 people have been killed, many of them civilians. Meanwhile, President Biden is reaffirming the U.S. support for Israel and also that of his own Democrat Party. It's been called into question of late as some in the left and progressive wing of the Democrat Party are voicing their disagreement with Israel in its battle against Hamas. During an East Room ceremony, President Biden yesterday awarded the Medal of Honor to retired Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr., a man who courageously put himself at risk on the battlefield back in 1950 during the Korean War. It was a mixed bag on Wall Street Friday. The Dow gained 123 points. The NASDAQ struggled and lost 64. This is SRN News.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and a question often asked is, what do jewelers give as gifts to their loved ones? The answer is the same kind of things everybody else gives, but for me and my family, no gift is a better crown of achievement than a Rolex watch. I've told the story about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college a zillion times, and still tell it, because it's a day I'll never forget. But I'll also never forget giving my wife the Rolex she always dreamed of owning for a real important birthday. I also won't ever forget the handshake and look in the eye my son gave me when I handed him a Rolex when he graduated from college. I can say the same thing about the hug my daughter gave her mother and me for the Rolex she put on when she graduated from the University of Alabama. These are the kind of great memories I'll have the rest of my life, and they will too, every time they look at the Rolex on their wrist. Nothing will create these kind of memories for a lifetime better than a Rolex. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the shops of Ponte Vedra.
As a recruiter for the NRA, I am encouraged by the increasing number of women who are taking steps to be in a position to defend themselves by obtaining their concealed weapon permit. Now carry that gun of your choice confidently in a handsome, high-fashion concealed weapon bag from Annabelle's of Orange Park. Color, style, great price point. These handsome leather bags also sport steel-reinforced straps that cannot be slashed. Whether you prefer crossbody, shoulder carry, or fanny pack, Annabelle's has the perfect concealed weapon bag or briefcase for you.
It's all about getting the most out of summer. And with Certified Refurbished from eBay, you can enjoy 100% of summer with up to 50% savings on top brands. So tackle your to-do list and break out the playlist with like new products from the brands you love, including Bose, Works, iRobot, and more. Complete with a 2-year warranty from Allstate. Time to go full on summer with half off top brands this year. Shop Memorial Day savings at eBay today.
To remind pet owners that Progressive covers pets on our auto policy at no extra charge, we're making a really cute pet-themed radio commercial.
Hear that snoring? Two sleeping puppies.
Oh, they're awake! And they're heading over to that cute chubby baby that's just sitting there. What? Oh, now they're licking his face. Words will never do this justice. You'll just have to picture it.
Get coverage for your pets with an auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and is subject to policy terms.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
Lots of sunshine today and a high of 83. Tonight, some scattered clouds dropping to the mid-60s. Sunny again on Sunday, a bit warmer, though, at 87. And clear Sunday night, low 65. Monday, bright sunshine near 93. Tuesday and on through the week, sunny days and 94. Clear at night, close to 70.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, 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 beautiful, sunshiny Saturday.
I got my top down on the way in here today.
You too?
Mm-hmm. All right. It was gorgeous. I can't wait.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah. We're not doing an open house today.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. Because we're waiting on a baby. Not our baby, but our grandbaby. a grandbaby's coming any moment, and we have the privilege of watching the other children that are siblings to the baby who's arriving. Yes. So we cannot be tied up anywhere this weekend.
Okay.
Yes.
That's good.
If it doesn't come this weekend, he's coming on Tuesday by design. They will take him out.
Well, it could come Monday.
Nope. They're coming. I mean, if it doesn't happen by Tuesday, they're going in to get him.
There you go.
So anyway, the next week I'm sort of on, you know, call.
Grandma duty.
Grandma on call, which I'm thrilled about. No problem.
Hey, that could be a business.
Grandma on call.
Grandma on call.
Oh, I would like to do that.
There's a business opportunity.
There you go.
Yeah. If you don't make it in real estate.
If you think
you've
about
it. I've already made it.
Should I decide to retire, it could be a second career or third career.
You'll never retire.
Maybe. No. If I could do grandparenting not full time, it's fun. Are you kidding? It's so much better than being the parent.
Grandma on call. Sounds good. Yeah. Hey, you know, we've talked many times on the show about getting a house ready to put on the market. We tell every homeowner about what things they should do to put their house on the market. We've talked about generic things on the air, but when we go to someone's house, we go specifically room by room and tell them what they may or may not need to do. But what we've never talked about on the air is what a seller should do before they that there are tasks that they need to do before they move out that they need to do for the buyer. How about that? There are things that they need to do for the buyer. So we're going to go over a list. Some of these you'll remember, but if you ever need them, we're going to give them to every seller that we talk to. But here are the things that you may not have considered. So here's what we want you to do. We want you to label all of your keys because you may have multiple keys. Not only may you have a front door key that's different than your back door key or your garage door key, but you also may have a mailbox key. Also, get all the keys that you have given to your neighbors because your neighbors may have a key. Your family members may have keys. Like my son has a key to our house. My daughter has a key. Get all of those keys back so that you can give a full set of keys to your new buyer. What else, Angela?
Well, you should write down all the codes that you have. So codes to gates, garage access doors, alarm codes. If there's a entrance gate to the neighborhood pool, and give them to your real estate agent. Bring a copy of them to closing to give to the buyer directly. And this could also include any security passwords for alarm companies or anything that you have that could be beneficial to a buyer.
Yeah. Also, if you live in a gated community, notify the company handling the security about who the new owner is and how the new owner registers for all of those amenities like the pool and the health club, if there is one.
I was just thinking about one of the listings we had where the buyer went and registered themselves before they bought the house. And it knocked out our sellers who actually own the house. It made it so that they could no longer have gate access and the buyers had it. It was a mess. So don't do it before the closing.
There you go.
Okay. Another idea, it's great, is to write down everything you know about your smart home technology. You know, things like your internet, special lighting, fan, and garage remotes. Instructions on how to use pool equipment controls and any other remotes, including audio-visual equipment, and how to use that smart doorbell and the smart thermostat.
Yeah. Also, some communities have a central mailbox, or there might be one on each block. So you got to tell everyone where the mailbox is, what key is for that mailbox, and more importantly, what is the box number? Because the box number is not the same as your address number. Your address may be 1234, but the box number may be, 34.
Right.
So, got to give the box number.
Also, if you have any access cards or fobs or keys for entrances to the amenities, you need to pass those on.
Yes, like our house also has a gas fireplace. There's a special way to turn it on. Not only is there a switch on the wall, but there's a way to turn on the pilot light. You don't have to have it on all year if you're never going to use it during the summer months.
Yes.
So we can show people how to use that.
Another thing that's so valuable to share is phone numbers for water, electricity, gas, and trash. Includes, any dates that you have, any rules that there are about it. That would be great.
Good. Hey, we got a caller.
Okay, well, let's stop what we're doing. We can come back to this.
We got Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. I'd like to take a shot at the question. Would you mind repeating it again?
Well, you took the words out of my mouth. I'm going to repeat it. How many times has the United States housing market, this is for residential real estate, sold over $2 trillion of real estate since the year 2000? And obviously, it has to be under 21.
Okay. So I'm going to say, I'm going to give a shot at five.
Five. That is incorrect. You're actually...
You're hesitating. Why are you hesitating?
You're too high. So the next person that guesses has to get it right on the mark, but it's less than five.
Okay.
Well, you gave us good starting place,
yes,
Greg.
Yes, that was
I
a great start.
Yes. Do you have any real estate questions?
I had another number in mind.
Don't tell us.
It was very... I'm not gonna say what I had in mind, but I was looking online, of course, and everything is by number of units,
yes.
Millions of units sold.
Oh, yes. This is so, not units, no.
Right.
No, I know.
Yeah.
And that would have been an easy answer, but there is a graph out there for somebody else that wants to look it up, and I think if they look. It's pretty simple, I think. You're right, it's under five. I kind of was going out there a little bit to see, maybe it's a little more than what I was looking at, but I got to remember that it wasn't a stock chart, so I'll leave that for the
Well, we sure appreciate you calling and for listening to the show, and keep listening.
Actually, if it's under five, I'd say we're in a bear market, but... No, this is real estate, so it's different.
That's true.
All right.
That's true. Did you have a real estate question while you're on, Greg?
No, actually, today is a good day to be cleaning the barbecue in the oven, and that's what I'm doing.
Oh, good for you. Yeah, that has to be done every now and again, doesn't it?
We like that your radio's on while you're doing that. Thanks so much.
Yeah, actually, I do have a question.
Okay.
I realize that the inventory is very tight, and I know for my wife and I, we have these conversations. We talk about selling the house, but then I always come back to her and say, right, but then where are you going to go? I mean, because houses are up all over the country, and so does it make a lot of sense to sell now only to go to, and we're not going to stay in the area, to go to a different area only to find out that we're one of the masses is waiting in line, hoping that our offer gets accepted.
Yes.
So, that's the predicament that we're in. I think a lot of people are also in the same predicament. I think that's why you see places like Home Depot and Lowe's stock going up, because people are going to stay and fix up their own places.
Yes, that is so very true. And, you know, there are some solutions to the situation that everyone's in, but it's solutions we don't like for the most part. So, for instance, you could decide that the new area you're going to that you rent for a year or you rent something month to month until you find a place to buy. So most people don't want to move twice, right? So that makes that.
My wife doesn't want to rent at all.
Yes.
It's like off the table.
So there are solutions and ways to do it, but they're not all that pleasurable.
All righty.
Well, you can look first because you know your house is going to sell very, very quickly here. So you can find something that you want and put yours, when you find one that you want, put an offer in on it. We'll give you suggestions on how to make a good offer, and then we'll put yours on the market, sell it very quickly, and the two transactions can occur simultaneously. That does happen, but you got to have a good realtor on both sides.
All righty.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
I hear the music.
All right.
Thanks, Greg.
We're not at the end of the show. We'll be back after the break. Thanks for calling. We'll be back. Stay with us, everyone.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show, we are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969. To see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be with you today on this sunny Saturday. It is a happy, happy, happy Saturday. I can't help myself.
A lunar eclipse day.
Does anyone ever wonder, like, what's wrong with her that she says happy, happy, happy every Saturday? I don't know. I just feel it.
You feel it?
I feel it.
Well, good. I'm glad that you feel it.
Love Saturdays.
Well, you know, people might wonder if you said on this sad, sad, dull,
they would
boring
not listen.
Saturday.
They would not listen if that was the type of energy we were putting off.
Yeah. No. Before that great caller gave that great guess, we were talking about move-out tasks that should be on every seller's move-out checklist. The next one was to write down who you use for all the various things that you, I'm going to just tell you what it is. Let's see, your lawn care person, your landscaper, your tree service, your pool care company, your heating and cooling company service, your termite and pest control company, who does your fertilizer, who do you use for appliance service or other repair companies that you might use, et cetera, et cetera. Write down their names, write down their phone numbers.
That is such a kind thing to do because, number one, many of those vendors are familiar with the house already. And number two, your buyer could be from out of town and they have no idea who would be a great option. But if you use those folks for your home, then obviously they're a great option.
Yeah.
Right?
Just continue the service that you get.
Yeah, pass on the good juju.
Yeah.
I'm all about the feel-good stuff.
You are.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I want to talk about. You should leave them a schedule of your regularly scheduled things and when they were last done. Like, let's say it's a termite bond renewal, right? That might happen every year or every other year, but nobody knows who or when. Your air conditioning and heater servicing. Like, I have that done twice a year. So I should leave my records and say who does it and when it was done last so you don't do it again if I just had it done 2 weeks ago.
You know, you gave a good one, too, because you mentioned termite bond.
Yeah.
Leave them a copy of it because it's transferable.
It can be transferable. Sometimes they charge a little fee. Sometimes they don't. We have another caller.
We do. Good morning, caller.
Y'all, beautiful day out, isn't it?
It is.
It is. Who is this?
Bosco.
Hey, Bosco. How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm just stumbling around here and enjoying this prior to our major heat wave that's coming in next week.
It is coming. I am not excited.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. So, what's your guess?
I wanted to split it and just say three.
Well, of course you're going to split it because that's the smart thing to do. And three is the correct answer to how many times the housing market has been over $2 trillion.
Yes.
It occurred in 2005, 2006, and 2020, and it will occur again this year in 2021.
How about that?
Yes. So I think
I, like that.
I think you should go officially on the air and say to the last caller, thank you for
for
narrowing it down for you. So go ahead.
Thank you.
Yes.
Last caller for previously narrowing it down to us.
Yes. All right. Well,
you're
we're
a good person.
Oh, sorry.
Keep calling in.
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
So we're going to send you back to
Tom and let him get your information so we can send you the gift card.
Yes. And I know I think we have your address because you've won before in the past. So
keep all that?
I believe so. I know you've called in the past. I mean, we've been on the air for nine and a half years.
But I haven't been lucky because I haven't had guidance from previous callers.
Oh, okay.
But one question off of subject is so you're awaiting a new arrival.
Yes.
Family.
Yes.
And so it's cigars for males, isn't it? And what is it for females?
Well, it doesn't matter what sex the child is.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was cigars regardless.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's for the family members.
Yeah. But we're so excited.
And the cigars can be in the form of bubble gum, right?
They can.
Yes.
Yes. Give those to the children of the siblings that are waiting for little
waiting.
Brother. Yes. Yes.
Neither. We don't know any of the relatives that smoke cigars, but the bubble gum is great.
That.
Well, you're right. I don't know
you
that.
You don't know that.
I know that you
don't
and I
everybody.
Know that I don't. So. Anyway. Well, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you all for listening so much as well. We got another caller that I'm going to go to. Good morning, caller. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Angela and Howard. First, let me throw something in real quick. I was on hold earlier, so I don't know if it played on the radio because I had it turned down. But while the commercial's playing, y'all's mics were hot. So I was kind of listening to your background conversation. Nothing inappropriate was said. I'm just saying I could hear you.
Thank goodness. You know, we're married, so I can say anything I want to him. And it's full game on. So I'm glad I didn't say anything bad.
I was on hold, so it was coming over my phone.
Well, thank you for letting us know that.
And then I got disconnected, so I didn't hear the answer to the question. How many years was it?
It was three times that it's occurred, 2005, 2006, and 2020.
Say again?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Do you have my info, or that's what you want, correct?
Oh, we got two
oh,
people.
No.
I have a question.
Line one needs to go on hold or go to Tom. That's Bosco.
Is this
and line two is Todd. We're having technical.
No. Sorry. I called in on the about the contest, about the question.
Yes.
So am I talking
to a
caller?
Wait, y'all hold on
You're
just
talking
one
to
second.
Another caller. I was just on the radio with him, and I got disconnected and hooked up with you.
All right. Line one.
Tom's
well,
going to get this.
We can just carry on a conversation.
Have the right answer, by the way?
He did.
Or were you calling to answer it?
Yes, it was three is what I called in on. Previous caller was five.
Okay. I'm going to get them
the
off the line.
Said, well, I'll do three. I almost thought about saying two, but then something said, no, I'll stay with the three, Greg. So why don't you hang up and call in real quick? And I'm waiting for the.
Okay.
I think I have them
right,
off
now,
the line now.
Line one's on hold. Tom, that's Bosco. Could you get his address, please, and telephone number? Thank you.
All right.
Well, that was so interesting. I love when things happen unexpected, even if they're not great.
Well,
that just happened, and that's never happened to us in the history of being on the air since January 7th and, of 2012.
And I don't know if I caused that by pushing a wrong button on my side.
It doesn't matter. But it happened. But anyway, let me send my apologies to Todd. Todd, if you want to call back in, there may still be time. And you're welcome to call back in, and I am so sorry that happened.
Okay, really quickly, I'm going to go over the other things that you need to do is leave a schedule for the trash pickup and yard waste pickup, whether it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, whatever day it is. Leave out in a convenient place, perhaps a kitchen cabinet, all the information about the appliances and things that you got perhaps when you purchased the home. Also, leave your forwarding address for mail and or packages that may be delivered to the home after you leave. That happens very, very often. Also, any idiosyncrasies about how anything works that we didn't cover previously. And finally, be sure, this happens so many times, go into your attic and take out anything before you go. You have no idea how many times people
leave
forget
lots of stuff
what's
in the attic.
And if a shelf is up high, like in a closet, oftentimes you can't see what's up there.
Mm-hmm.
So go up and get on a step stool and make sure that you look up there before you leave.
Yeah, great points.
All right. We have one other thing to talk about before the end of the show, and that's what is our hot... Oh, do we have another caller?
Tom, do we have a caller?
Okay, I don't think so. We have our hot deal of the day to talk about. So we usually have music during the hot deal of the day, but I guess
that's
Tom
okay.
is
Tom's
on the
busy,
phone.
So it goes hot, 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 hot.
Yes,
y'all don't want me to sing for you because I don't do it very well.
We don't have an open house on that, but we are in the process of maybe have a deal on that. We are not sure, but we're going to tell you about it anyway. And it's the one that we've been talking about for the last couple of weeks. It is the $850,000 mini mansion, 4,000 square feet, just under $4,000 in the beautiful gated community.
Just under $4,000?
Did I say 4,000? 4,000 square feet.
4,000 square feet. You're so silly.
See, I'm just excited to have you back on the show, Angela.
I know. You
just
probably
under 4,000 square feet in Queens Harbor, the gated community of Queens Harbor, 741 Providence Island Court. This is truly a gorgeous, gorgeous home. Everybody comes there and their mouth kind of opens and say, I love this place. Four bedroom. Four full baths. So each of the bedrooms has its own bathroom, plus there are two half baths. It's a two-story home with ceilings that are like 11 feet tall. There's an outside balcony. There's an outside screened-in area with a whirlpool and
a whirlpool hot tub
and just absolutely
just
gorgeous.
Call me for a tour because I would be delighted to show the home. I love it every time I go there. I fall in love with it more and more and more. It is a townhome style home of 4,000 square feet, has a detached casita. I mean, it has a summer kitchen. It has so many wonderful things. You just have to call me and let me take you there. My number is 465-3845.
Hey,
I want to show it to you.
The Van Wees are here, of course, as they always are, to tell you what's going on for upcoming week and this coming week. But they're going to tell you what's going on. Hey, you need a professional on your side, whether you're buying or selling the most important financial asset in your life. We're going to be here to tell you. Call us after the show like Angela gave you her number. God bless everyone. We'll be back with you next week. Take care.